There are more than 500,000 Indians living in the tri-state area, many of whom are keeping a close eye on today's election results. WNYC's Stephen Nesson visited one neighborhood and found Narendra Modi's victory is getting mixed reactions.
In front of the Patel Brothers grocery store, the smells of incense fill the air. On this block, it's celebration time. Wearing a Modi mask, Mahendra Jadeja is handing out Indian sweets.
Oh, election this year, very nice, fantastic. No, never. This is the biggest election, very nice.
Jadeja only wishes he could have been there for the victory. The manager of Patel Brothers, Hirobhai Patel, is from Gujarat, Modi's home province. He's been a supporter of Modi for a long time and is pleased his man and his party are now in power.
It's not one Modi, it's like 1,000 Modi. He's a powerful guy. He's a power generator. He's a very strong guy, and he can do so many things for the country.
But not everyone in Jackson Heights is taking the free sweets.
I don't want to celebrate your election because so many people are going to suffer because of him.
Aisha Bhatti is Muslim and is wearing a black niqab, so only her eyes are showing. She waves her hand dismissively at Jadeja and others wearing orange vests with Modi's face plastered on the back. She says many Muslims are afraid of him.
Because they see him as a nationalist. They see him as someone who's massacred Muslims in the past. They see him as someone who is against Muslims.
Down the street, 30-year-old Sunny Sharma is doing some shopping. He's more fatalistic about Modi's past and possible involvement in the killing of thousands of Muslims in Gujarat.
These kind of things, if you look at the history of India, it happens.
Sharma is looking forward, not back. He says Modi's pro-business policies have been good for Gujarat and could be good for the country.
When he was elected, stock market went up 1,000 points. So many people are actually optimistic that he will do something for India.
But are you?
Listen, I mean, I'm not. At the end of the day, a common man gets screwed no matter what. You have to be a little optimistic since it's your country. But at the end of the day, I don't think nothing will change.
For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.